How was coffee prepared?
Back in them days?
Yeah.
Well, the first got potatoes with it, and the coffee was, it was shipped here in barrels.
Uh-huh.
And it was dated when it was put in the barrel over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you brought it home and you set it in a warehouse, and it kept that for years and years until you used it. The longer you kept it, the better it was. So that's all. And the last good coffee I drank was out of a barrel that was 28 years. It'd been in the barrel 28 years, so it was eight. And they have barrels now that have been 24 years and 22 years and 18 years old and all like that.
Yeah.
Damn, they've never been opened. But the old man got down to his last barrel of old coffee, was 26 years old, and he wouldn't let nobody get coffee out of it but me and him.
Okay.
Why, he'd take some home, but when I bought coffee, he told him to get it out of that barrel.
Yeah.
And nobody else. That man Ed Brennan used to be mayor in Biloxi. I wonder if there's somebody, an old man. And so I got my coffee back. So we brought it home and it was green. And then you parched it on the stove so it was dark brown or whatever color you wanted. And then you had to stay that stirred all the time and burn. You had to keep cooking it all the time. You stir it on the stove like that. You know, stay real hot.
Yeah.
It takes too long. And then you put it through a coffee mill, ground it. And it's coffee mill. I got one of them years and years back then. And so then you put it into a, had a round ring that went on top of your coffee pot with a cloth thing down like this. And it's called a, in other words, you put your coffee down, you pour your hot water, you dig that. And then that taking all the coffee stuff out. And you left the coffee sack hanging down into the water and kept it hot. So, I mean, the coffee kept coming out of that end. But long as you kept it there, it worked. Also, we never did try to keep them left all day. But like you make it in the morning by 12 o'clock, that coffee was pretty strong.
Yeah.
And you kept leaching out of this sack of stuff. Then you take that coffee out of there and dump it back into your water the next morning. And then wash the sack good and clean. And have a dripple of cold, good and clean. And you boil that coffee the next morning and pour it on top of your fresh coffee the next morning. And that way you had everything to work in it out. Back in that damn time, you got cool water out of the well, fresh from the well, but it was cool. It wasn't cold.
If dinner's on the table and you're asking your family or friends to come around, sit with you, you say to them,
come on, let's eat dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my daddy was there, out of dinner time, let's go. The man would say that, he said, Mr. Baskin, you hit me, do this. Nah, almost dinner time. He didn't have to do much to that dinner with us.
Yeah.
And tell you the health that you have.
Yeah, some of them not saying you wanted to talk to him and you wanted to, you didn't want to stand up, you say.
It's time to the place to sit down.
Food has been cooked and it's been prepared a second time.
How's that?
What do you call food that's cooked a second time?
Yeah. Then it's called leftovers.